Good morning. A Tuesday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, you had quite a day yesterday. My goodness, one interview to the next. Let's start with New York U.S. Senator Chuck Schumer, who you sat down with for a conversation for your Congressional Corner segment on the Roundtable. And one of the major issues, of course, is the Mueller report and making it public.
David, you can't make this stuff up. I mean, this morning in the New York Times, there is a blockbusting article about Deutsche Bank and the president and how they defied certain of their norms and how he played one end against the other. It is an extraordinary article, and I want to recommend that everybody get to see it one way or the other. When you're talking about the way in which this country is going, it is an extraordinary mess. And we have the President of the United States, as I say, defying norms, but also now when the Mueller report is coming due, saying that they want to be able to redact it, they want to have it the first crack at it, and that they're going to obviously worry about whether this particular president, that I say that with a certain emphasis in my voice, should protect his discussions and others with his friends. It's an extraordinarily frustrating situation. If he gets away with it, there will be hell to pay in the United States. And Senator Schumer, who is a very nice man and a very funny man, at least in private. And I have to say, I really like the guy. However, you know, this is a time to stand tall and to give him hell, Harry. That's all I got to say.
You also spoke with New York Governor Andrew Cuomo yesterday. I believe one of the words he used was reptilian.
Yeah, I asked him if a reptile was a snake. He didn't want to go that far. That interview was interesting. It was written up by some news sources, and it showed that he was willing to say some stuff that was quite extraordinary. I basically said to him, now look, we all know you're setting yourself up to run for president. I don't know that he loved it, but the fact is he is. He's doing it again and again with his rhetoric. So I don't know how he sees this all working out, but I think what's going on, David, is that he's positioning himself. He doesn't know what's going to open up, but he's positioning himself. I don't know whether or not he sees himself as a vice presidential candidate, assuming Biden comes in. But I do think the fact that Biden has met with Stacey Abrams makes a lot of sense. A woman of color. Whether or not anything was promised, we'll never know, or we'll know not now. So I don't know what the governor is doing, but whatever it clearly is a shift and attack left.
Alan, the Prime Minister of New Zealand, saying that she would not mention the shooter by name ever. The course manifesto that was discovered mentions President Donald Trump, and the questions in New Zealand were, of course, the president's response to Muslims. And, of course, that alleged murderer in that strange mob killing in New York, Alan, the suspect, a 24-year-old New Jersey man, had scrawled MAGA forever and was holding his hand up to the press yesterday. And you've been talking about the president's words and their ripple effect since the beginning.
No question. It's as if he waved a magic wand and said, okay, what was prohibited by American norms is now on the table. You can see what the repercussions are just by a statement from a killer, or let's just say accused killer, of all of those people. And he quotes Trump, there is no other indication that you need than that. These people are going to this president. He knows what he's doing. He would rather win at all costs and play to that base of his and play to the hatred and play to the anger than do what's responsible. It's disgusting.
Russian President Vladimir Putin, this from the Moscow Times, Alan, has signed a controversial set of bills that make it a crime to disrespect the state and spread fake news online.
This is how, David, the dictators of the world always operate, disrespecting me, disrespecting the state, disrespecting the office of the president, and you go to jail, and you can go to jail for a long, long time. Nothing is a better indicator than what's going on in Russia right now. And if Donald Trump, who decides he wants the Justice Department and others to look at Saturday Night Live, had his way, we'd be doing it here, too.
Finally, Alan, listening to the BBC coming in this morning, nearly, they believe, at least authorities, 1,000 people have perished in some unbelievable flooding there after a cyclone, which has still waters climbing. And, of course, we've seen in the Midwest these floods that are now talking about hurting much of the farmers' fields and the crops that grow the food.
If I was a sarcastic man, David, I would say it's all in your mind, which is basically what we are getting out of this administration, that this is all made up stuff. Of course, the president needing Nebraska will head and send Mike Pence out there and probably head there himself. But the larger issue of climate change is one that has to be addressed in this presidential election. And any candidate on the Democratic side who doesn't do it and do it in an aggressive way is really missing the boat, not only because it's good politics, but more because it's right.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. Alan, thank you.
Thank you, David.